Episode 179, You're a Firework.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, my sweet friends. How are you doing? Oh my. I don't know about you, but I am on fire. Yes. Okay, so as I'm recording this, this is happening during the 4th of July here in the U.S., and I'm all about the Declaration of Independence and celebrating our birthday here. It's awesome. And I think any celebration deserves what? Fireworks, right? So I am passing them on to you today because you're a firework. Now, you're probably saying, there is no way I feel like a firework right now. I feel like I'm only a half an inch tall. I feel totally bombarded. I am drowning in things to do. My house is a mess. My kitchen sink is full. The kids are screaming at me. My husband's mad at me. And where else do I turn? As a firework, I am going to explode. Yeah, well, guess what? You're still a firework, and I love you. I'm here to remind you that you are something special. Think about this. No amount of darkness can hide a spark of light. No amount of darkness can hide a spark of light. That means you can't hide. No matter how hard things get, no matter how big the storms are, no matter the darkness, you can't hide a spark of life. There's just no way of doing it. Think about it. When you were watching the fireworks, or any fireworks, it doesn't have to be necessarily on the 4th of July, but it just happens to be that I'm recording this during that season. And so when I think about them as they go off, and I watch them, and where we go to see our fireworks in our small little town, they are launched from a baseball field. And within a park, they block off a certain amount of radius, you know, and they have a very safe area, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they have all the lights on. You know how bright it can be in a baseball stadium, right? Well, then it goes dark right before it starts. And then you just see this little, it looks like a pin drop in the air. And you know what that pin drop is? It's a spark. And then all of a sudden it's boom, and it's gorgeous. The colors that gleam from it, they go in all different directions. Some swizzle and circle and some have an extra boom and some have multiple booms. That is you, babe. You're a firework. You just may have been hiding a little bit too much. And I wanted to remind you how special that you are. I know it's hard. Life is rough. And God never promised us that it was going to be easy. Not at all. In fact, he said we're going to have problems. We're going to have storms in our life. But you know what? That doesn't stop you being what? A firework. You see, the crazy thing is we're the first ones to extinguish that spark. We are. We're the first ones to say, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I don't have enough time on my hands. Really? You think that dream's good? I couldn't go for that dream. Maybe? Well, no, I don't have this certification. I'd have to go back to school to do that. Really? Who's the first one who extinguishes that spark that leads the big boom, the firework? Think about it. When I was thinking about this whole song or this whole talk, I decided that this song, Firework by Katy Perry, would be great. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but I'm not like her BFF, and I can't play her song for you because I don't have those rights. But I want you to put it in your head, and I want you to listen to some of her lyrics. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blowing from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under, screams, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Because there's a spark in you. And you know how it goes from there, right? You're a firework. That is what you are. The crazy thing is, though, again, we extinguished it ourselves. Stop. It's enough of that. If nothing else, you have 6 more months, July, August, September, October, November, December in 2015. Now, if you're listening to this in a different date, you may have less months or you're just totally off cycle because this is evergreen. And so depending upon where you are, pretend you have 6 months added, okay? You have 6 months to make a difference in your life right now. You can take that spark that you have chosen to extinguish and you can actually ignite it. You can say, yes, I am going to be on fire. I am a firework. But you see, we use excuses. Those excuses are those, let's try that again. Those excuses extinguish our fireworks, right? Because it doesn't even get past that spark. Remember the baseball stadium that goes, boo, pitch black. And then you see it. Just that one little, and it goes to the top, and all of a sudden, boom, bright purples and reds and golds and yellows. Wow. And they fall at different speeds. The embers just burn, and they're gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. That is you. You're a firework. So stop letting your excuses extinguish the spark within you. Because baby, you're a firework and you're on fire. I want you to go this week and I want you to take this energy from the holiday and having a break. And maybe you're coming off a vacation or you even took a staycation. You know, it's neat just to you stay at home and you don't go anywhere. I want you to take a breath of fresh air. I want you to breathe a little bit. And I want you to do one thing, one thing. I want you to take aim, my favorite kiss of all. Take aim, action ignites motivation. I want you to, number one, stop extinguishing your own sparks, okay? I want you to fan the flame instead, okay? Number two, I want you to consider your sparks, all of them. And there are a lot within you. Some you've really stomped out and they're not, you know, some of them you just can't do. Why? Well, you're getting older. Yeah, been there, have done that, tried it. Doesn't work always, right? So you know, there's times that those sparks, well, it didn't happen. And so for a lot of those, that's okay. It's no reason to cry over it, right? But look at the sparks that you have. Consider them. And I want you to look at one, okay? I want you to just bring you to one. I'm going to leave you here on a cliffhanger. I want you to consider one that has the greatest impact in your life, okay? And we're going to come back to that. I promise you we are, okay? You're going to stay tuned, right? Because I'm leaving you here, all right? You're going to take aim, and your taking aim is to look at your sparks, consider what you have. And I want you to look at one that has the greatest impact overall. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the one that you have the most passion for, that you have the most talent for, but it has the greatest impact. All right, go forth and be a firework because you're a firework. I love you so very much. I hope you've had a blessed holiday week and holiday weekend. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.